Grace, peace, and love be yours from the God who so loves this world. Amen. During my first year of college, I decided that I wanted to get a tattoo. I had wanted to get one for a while, and after saving up for several months, I went into the tattoo parlor with my friend Angela. The gentleman behind the counter asked me what I wanted, and I replied that I wanted a small cross on my left ankle on the outside. And below it, Micah 6:8. Right before he began the tattoo, he asked me to verify the spelling of Micah. Proudly, I proclaimed, M-I-C-H-A. Yeah, oops. That isn't how you spell Micah, but it was too late. Ever since then, I always make sure to get ankle socks that cover it up. Not to mention when people ask about my other tattoos, I deliberately avoid that one till tonight. And I wanted a tattoo that so badly, and in the end, has become more embarrassment to me than a blessing. So much for showing my Christian faith. Ash Wednesday, like my tattoo story, is kind of tricky. Jesus tells his disciples not to going around and showing off their piety. But as I look around this sanctuary, we're kind of doing what that was not supposed to do. We've got the ashes on our foreheads that now rest in the sign of a cross. It could certainly seem that to someone not affiliated with Christianity, that the ashes on our foreheads are our way drawing attention to ourselves and practicing our faith in order to be seen by others. However, that is not the intent of the ashes. If anything, the ashes should draw our attention from ourselves, but instead bring our attention to God and the Christian community's mission. When we are baptized, some variation of the following words are said: Child of God, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. This mark, traced on our foreheads, rests on all the baptized. Not only does it rest on those gathered, but it also rests on those throughout history who've also been baptized. It not only binds Christians together who are living, it binds us to Christians who have died, and it binds us also to God. When we are baptized, we are brought into the mission that all Christians share, which is to give thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. We are called in by God, strengthened and nourished by the sacraments, just to be sent out for the sake of the world. We bear the mark of the cross, sometimes visible and other times invisible, as we go about our individual and collective lives. The question, because grace gives us the freedom to ask it, is what are we going to do with our God-given life? Will we slander the name of God? Will we put our own wants and desires and needs in front of the needs and well-beings of others? Will we cheat and manipulate the world and create systems that only benefit ourselves? Will we seek out revenge against those who have wronged us? Will we use our human constructs to limit and confine our understanding of the world? Will we wipe the cross off our foreheads and deny our shared common humanity? Or will we put the needs and well-beings of others before our own? Will we create systems of justice that benefit all people? Will we allow people to live their authentic self? Will we go away from this? Will we get away from thinking an either or and instead embrace a both and way of being? Will we keep the cross on our foreheads and embrace our common humanity? The season of Lent is a time to reflect and think deeply about our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves, and a relationship with the world around us. It is time, a deep time of spiritual introspection, not only for ourselves, nor for the Christian community we attend, but for the whole body of Christ to which we all belong. It is remembering that we are created out of the dust in the image of the Imago Dei. And we will return someday to that same dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Amen.